Do you ever get so stuck in a decision that you just want to flip a coin? Draw straws. Do you ever obsess over whether a major decision in your life is God's will for your life? Should I go here? Should I move to this place? Should I change my major? Should I marry this person or not marry this person? Is this right? Is this the right time? What does God want me to do in this situation? What does God want me to do in that situation? There's an old Christian dating joke. And maybe it wasn't even an old Christian pickup line. I don't know. It's really sad that there are such things. But the boy walks up to the girl and says, "God told me to marry you." To which the girl replies, "Well, when he tells me to, we'll go out." Where do you draw the line over what's God's will in a particular set of circumstances? And maybe some, or who you should marry, what you might want to do for a career. Those things certainly take prayer and consideration. Those are certainly major life decisions, and you do want to take your time to explore God's call on your life. But where do you draw the line? How major does a decision have to be for you to pray about it? That's another one too, right? When you ask a Christian to do something and they say, "I'll pray about it," that's Christian for no. But anyway, where do you decide to draw the line? Career? Spouse? Lunch? The clothes you wear? Are these Argyle socks in God's will for me today? Where do you decide which decision takes God's input, God's guidance, God's clarity over what's right or wrong for you to do? And what are we supposed to do about that? A podcast that I listened to from a friend of mine named Mike Metzger, which I highly recommend, by the way, pointed something out that has stuck with me for a while now. He says there is no one in Scripture that struggles to determine God's will. Wait, what? There's nobody. There's no story in Scripture where the person is struggling whether or not something is God's will or not. And I had to think about that. I'm still thinking about that. I'm still digging into that because I'm not sure. But why would God hide his will from us? There are plenty of scriptures where God reveals himself to people. Sends angels, makes an appearance, speaks audibly, shows himself. Why do we worry so much about God's will for our life? Or being in it or out of it, as if we could thwart God's will. You know, I know, I think I'm supposed to do this and move here and do this job, but I know God really wants me to do this, so I'm just going to do it anyway. Like, we can blow God's plan up by doing that. Jonah thought he could defy God's will. And he ended up in the belly of a fish. We can't really get outside, at least not in a way that messes God up. We can't get outside of his will. And I'm pretty confident that if he wants us to do something, he'll show us what he wants us to do. But what Mike did add, which I think is incredibly powerful, is this. There are plenty of scriptures of people struggling with what they know God's will to be. Yikes. I know that it's God's will to be loving and kind. I know that it's God's will. I know it's God's will to do this or to do that, but I don't want to. There are plenty of people who know exactly what God's will is in a set of circumstances. They just don't want to follow it because they want their own will and their own way more. Even Jesus struggled with that one in the Garden of Gethsemane. Facing execution by the Romans, he pleads with God, "Lord, Father, if there's any other way we can accomplish our mission, let's do that." But then the next words out of his mouth are, "Not my will, but yours." Jesus knew what the Father's will was. But like all of us, struggle with, do I go through with it or not? We struggle with it because it's something we don't want to do, not because we don't know what His will is. And there are no right decisions. Plain socks, plaid socks, argyle socks. You've got to make good decisions. Should you choose a major or a career that you hate? That's a terrible decision. Should you choose to marry somebody you can't stand? That's a terrible decision. Make good decisions. That was my friend Mike's point. There is no right decision. There is no line. There is nobody in Scripture going, hey, I don't know what God wants me to do. I'm really struggling with this. But there are plenty of people in Scripture that know exactly what God's called to do and just don't want to do it. Maybe that's why Jesus can say in Luke chapter 12, therefore, I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you will eat, about your body, or what you will wear, for life is more than food and your body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They neither have a storehouse nor a barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are to you than birds? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? If then you're not able to do so on a small thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies and how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not keep striving for what you are to eat or what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying, for the nations of the world that strive after all these things, and your Father knows you need them. Instead, strive for His kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Could it be that Jesus can tell us not to worry? Because you can't get outside of God's will on those things. You just can't. Jesus says in John chapter 10 that you can hear the sheep know the shepherd's voice. When God's talking to you, you know. When God's showing you the way, you know. But don't worry about it. There is no right decision. How far are we supposed to go? You know, I have my little boy Matthew is 6. And right now, I have to tell him everything. Don't do this. Don't jump off of that. Don't run with that knife. No kidding. Don't play with that knife. I have to guide everything. But it would be absolutely silly at 25 if Matthew calls me up every morning and goes, Dad, should I wear argyle socks this morning? You see, I think as we grow in our connection to God and mature in our faith, we know God's will more and more in every set of circumstances. We just may not want to make that decision. We may not just want to follow through because we know it'll be hard or we know it'll be challenging. But the more we mature in our faith, the more we're able to know instinctively, intuitively, in every set of circumstances what our Father's good, pleasing, and perfect will is. And we don't have to worry, because we cannot get outside of that will. In fact, if we seek His kingdom first and not our own, we will follow God's will. God, I pray that as we mature in our faith, we will figure out that what we're supposed to do is just trust what we know we're supposed to do. That we wouldn't worry about every little decision, about where we should go or what we shall wear or what we shall eat or what we shall drink or what career or major or job or family or decision we make. Because we know that You are with us, that You love us anyway, and that we cannot outrun Your presence. Wherever we go, You are there. You hem us in. You know us better than anyone. Help us to live in a rhythm of trust and not worry, of boldness, not fear. And speak to our hearts that we are right inside of your will for us. Because you will always reveal to us what we are supposed to do. In Christ's name, amen. Hey, this is Pastor Charlie. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Connection Podcast. I truly hope you will join us for worship this Sunday at 11 a.m. Our building is located at the corner of Washington and Lampkin Street in Starkville, just down the street from the main building. We'd love to see you in person, but we also have online options on YouTube and the Facebook page. You can find the links in our show notes for quick and easy access to those broadcasts. We'll be back next week with an episode of the devotional, but until then, remember, best of all, God is with us. Thanks for listening.